This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
A lot of people have said there are people now dying of the swine flu who are in good health. By whose standards? Hospitals serve Jell-O.
Robert Scott Bell.
Food advertising. You know the people. Fresh, natural, hearty, old-fashioned, homemade goodness in a can.
Robert Scott Bell.
Dr. Agus argues that the fountain of youth is attainable if everyone were to take statin drugs.
Excuse me?
It sounds completely, completely insane.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
I am so thrilled to announce that Bruce Lipton has not gone away. He's still here with us, hour two. Cellular biologist, PhD extraordinaire, and beyond. A man that uplifts everyone wherever he goes. He's not even trying. It just happens. How does that work? We're going to get to that and a whole lot more. And I was joking about back in high school. I have great memories in high school. Sure, there were challenges. There's peer pressure. But there's good memories, lots of good memories. And playing in a garage band, even though I know we were horrible, we probably sounded awful to the neighbors, just great. It takes me to great joyful moments in childhood. And that song's funny enough, as I was thinking about it with you, just when we get together, it's like a reunion of spirit. And it's just happy time. And the question is, as people ask, how do I have that happy time all the time? And you were getting back to that with the honeymoon effect. You fall in love and suddenly it's not blah, blah, blah anymore. Yet honeymoons fade, right? We get into that phase.
Well, first you have to ask, well, how did that honeymoon show up in a blah, blah, blah world? And I say, the movie The Matrix is not science fiction. The movie The Matrix is a documentary. And I go, what do you mean? And I said, everyone has been programmed because that's how the brain works. You have to program just like a computer. You can have a computer brand new, start it up, boot it up, the screen turns on. I say, do something. You say, I can't do anything. I say, why not? You didn't put any programs in there. So I go, human brain is a computer, boots up in the last trimester of pregnancy, but cannot activate until enough programs are put in, which is 7 years of download by what? You're in a state of hypnosis as a child. Beta brain function is predominant. That is observing the world and downloading behavior. So you acquire how to be a member of a family, how to be a member of a community by simply observing others, downloading their behavior. And then 95% of the day, that's your life comes from that. And I said, then what happened in the honeymoon? And I say, in the movie The Matrix, everybody's programmed, but they're given a choice of a red pill and a blue pill. Take the blue pill, you wake up, and the program's still there, and life is just the way it is. But take the red pill, and you get out of the program. And I go, this is exactly what happens biologically when you fall in love. Because remember, why are we playing the programs? Because we're thinking 95% of the day. So I say, what did biologists find out? When people fall in love, they stop thinking. They stay mindful. Why? Why start thinking when what you've been looking for your whole life is in front of your face? So you all of a sudden stop thinking. You're living without thinking. And I go, that means living in the moment, being mindful. I go, well, yeah, but then you stop playing the program. I say, then what happened the moment you stopped playing the program? And the answer is, you created heaven on earth. And I go, well, it's always been there. It's the damn program that gets in the way because we are creators, and quantum physics and the new science of epigenetics say the same thing. Your consciousness is adjusting your biology and your life. And if you start to use your consciousness instead of using it as thought going off into space and use it to run the system, which is what happens when you fall in love, then all of a sudden the creativity is not coming from a program. It's coming from wishes and desires. That's conscious. And look what you manifest. And then, of course, the issue, as you said, well, then at some point shortly afterwards, that honeymoon somewhat disappears. I say, well, how did you get the honeymoon? I wasn't thinking. I stayed mindful. And then I say, yeah, but what happens down the road? And I go, well, you have a job, a career, you have chores, you have responsibilities. And all of a sudden you start thinking. I go, so what happens when you start thinking? Well, then all of a sudden you default to the crappy programs that you got. And I go, so what's relevant? You and your partner in the honeymoon never played crappy programs because you never defaulted. Mm-hmm. But all of a sudden these programs start showing up and your partner looks at you and goes, who the hell hell are you? Where did that come from? And then you're Bill. You're going, what are you talking about? Because you don't see that behavior, but your partner does. And then they have their problems. And all of a sudden, the honeymoon was two conscious, creative minds working together. And then when thinking comes in, then the two subconscious minds take over. They're different programs. And that's why the honeymoon fades and disappears and actually could end the relationship at some point, because that those bad programs that you got from other people show up and destroy the heaven on earth that the honeymoon represented, and then you're back to regular world.
Bruce, I don't know if this is a philosophical or mechanical question, maybe a combination, but in terms of the fading of the honeymoon, it looks as if life, if we can call it that, seems to conspire to get people away from the honeymoon rather than let's all try to get to the honeymoon and remind everybody what it's like, right? We see that, and maybe it's not to say life, but when we say people running programs, trying to control other people because, you know what I'm saying? It's like, why does it seem or feel like for so many, it's like every time I get there, something happens. And it's like, and then we look and we blame all the bad stuff happening, the politicians, the this, that, you know, the celebrity, whatever it is. And that seems to be a pattern as well.
Well, it totally is, because Bill doesn't see when he's playing negative programs. As I said, everyone else sees Bill's program. I say, yeah, but if he has a program that is self-sabotaging, all he sees is the result of self-sabotage, not seeing that he was even involved. So Bill looks at the world and his failure and says, well, it wasn't me. I wanted to be successful. It's those people and it's that thing and it's that. And it's not me. I go, no, that's the problem. We keep looking outside because you didn't see your own participation. And your own participation, 95% of the day, is coming from the invisible, subconscious mind. And so therefore, we look at the world as a whole bunch of things conspiring against our wishes and desires, not recognizing we're the one that is creating the behavior that is turning people away or turning it up. Why? I didn't see what I said. And so the problem is this. Then if you perceive yourself as a victim, what does that mean? You're powerless. I go, you're not a victim, you're a damn creator. But if you have to own that creation, then you can do something about it. But if you still claim I'm a victim of that, then by definition, what you're absolutely saying is, I have no power, I am a victim. And yeah, the fact is, no, that's not true.
Well, you say, I can't live the way Bruce Lipton lives. Look what's happening. The Democrats hate the Republicans, the this, the that. It's like on and on, the excuse after excuse after excuse. It's like, you could have all that time spent doing the thing we're talking about, and
being
not
in love.
Yeah, finding that place, that space, that honeymoon effect, that place in love. Look, they're always going to be, I believe, maybe this is a limiting belief too, people that are engaging in those games, those fear-based perspectives on life, if you can call it that. Yet the question is, do we have to be the effect of all of those, or can we withdraw and out-create and go create our own honeymoon in the midst of all that's happening? Because people say, well, I'll do it, but I need to do this first. I got to fix this and this and this, and then I'll get to
it. Well, that just means I'm not doing it. Basically, that's what it says. And the fact is, it's doable. Well, A, for a guy who never believed in spirituality. B, for a guy who never even believed in love, because I was patterning my social love after my parents. That's where I got the program from, and I thought, God, no wonder I can't find anybody to love. They really sucked at relationship, and I downloaded their program. I suck at relationship, and I had to change that program. And the fact was what? I changed the program. I end up now 25 years with my partner, Margaret. This is not just a partnership. This is every day waking up going, oh, man, we're so lucky to be in love and to have our life and all that. And in the midst of all that stuff that you were talking about around us, I don't have to bring it home. She doesn't have to bring it home. It doesn't touch us at home. So I said, well, let's create the world that we want. Yeah, I live in a different world than I used to live in. Why? Because the outside stuff I'm not bringing in anymore. I don't care. What is my thing? Am I happy? That's number one. Mm-hmm. Am I healthy? Well, good. Now Margaret and I work on our health. You know why? Because when you're that happy, you never want to lose that. So if it takes health to keep that happy, then darn it, I'm going to work on that health. And this, so 25 years of living a honeymoon. I mean, I wrote a book called The Honeymoon Effect. A guy who couldn't rub two sticks together to get a relationship for 40 plus years writes a book on The Honeymoon Effect. Why? Because it was magical, but it was biological. And the result is magic. And is it off the record or off the books? I go, it's fundamental to quantum physics and epigenetics.
Mm-hmm. So what do the old patterns and tapes come up, bubble up, and they say, you're in denial. You don't see all that's happening. And so I don't know whether it's bubbling from within or external forces coming back on us. It's like, how dare you be happy in the midst of all of this?
Well, guess what? There's that moment of choice. I'll tell you, I used to be considered, you know, maybe technically as a manic depressive. Why? Well, my work was great when it was great, and when things didn't go great, then everything went downhill in a spiral, and it got worse and worse, and I hit a bottom, then I come back up and go down and up. And I remember one day I was working in the lab, everything got screwed up, and all of a sudden that program of, oh, you're not good enough, you don't deserve this, what are you doing here? And I was in the lab alone, getting very upset because something that I've been working on all day keeps failing, and I'm frustrated, and I hear myself, you stupid idiot, you can't get anything. And right in the midst of listening to this, nobody else is in the room, I hear a voice like detached, third-party voice. There's nobody there. I hear a voice, and nobody says it. It goes, do you really want to listen to this crap? And it stunned me for a second because it's like, huh? And it was like, and it goes, don't you have anything better to do than to listen to this? And I go, oh, yeah, I like movies. So in the midst of this depressive going downhill, I stop. I get a paper, look at a theater, say, I'm going to go see that movie. Get out of the stupid lab, go to the movies, and guess what? The whole argument stopped. There was no more of that berating myself with self-criticism. But here was the joyous part. The next time I started to go down, I immediately started to laugh. I started to laugh because I was like, do I want to listen to this crap? No, I got a choice. And the truth is, in a very short time, no longer was I a manic depressive. The depressive end totally disappeared from my life. I've been manic for 30, 40 years. What? Enjoying my life. Because the point is, I started to recognize when those voices come in, it's up to me. Do I want to listen to those voices? That's a choice.
Yeah.
And if you listen to it, then I say, where are you going to go with that? And I go, that's like going to a bad movie and getting stuck in a seat going, oh, I can't get out of here. And I go, but you have a choice, Robert, at any moment to say, you don't want to do this or not.
Yeah. And walk right out if you have to, you want to. And listening to the voice of spirit is the way I say it. I want to talk to you more about that, Bruce, because that's something that's apparently not valued in that our culture that feeds on fear.
Yep.
Yet there are a lot of people trying to come back to that message and resonating with that message. So we'll talk about that with Bruce Lipton when we come back from this break. Links are up in the show notes, robertscottbell.com. Take you to brucelipton.com as well.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
For thousands of years, silver has played an essential role in safeguarding human health. Robert Scott Bell Show listeners know that Sovereign Silver, bioactive silver hydrosol, is the purest and most effective form of silver available. Only Sovereign Silver contains the smallest and most active particles in every bottle, each batch rigorously safety tested to guarantee the highest quality. At only 10 parts per million, Sovereign Silver outperforms other colloidal silvers 50 times more concentrated. Sovereign Silver acts faster than echinacea, oil of oregano, and other immune products. Tastes like water and has more uses than anything else for the immune system. And Sovereign Silver now comes in a topical first aid gel. Use Sovereign Silver gel on cuts, scrapes, minor burns, bug bites, itching, eczema, diaper rash, and more. Sovereign Silver is the number one selling silver brand in the U.S. For a free information packet to order or for a store near you, call 888-328-8840. That's 888-328-8840 or visit sovereignsilver.com.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to teamgaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's teamgaday.com with Youngevity. Teamgaday.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
All across the country, people are coming together to speed up what we can learn about health. The All of Us Research Program is calling on 1 million people to join us as we try to change the future of health. For your family, for future generations, for all of us. Visit joinallofus.org and find out how you can become one in a million.
Rocking the health world through the power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
So Bruce mentioned being in the midst of frustrating manifestations in the lab. It's not going right. And everybody can recognize it. Like, oh, man, that day, oh, I remember that. Or you're in the midst of it right now. It's like, I can't get it. And at a certain point, a voice might come in. Like you said, a detached voice. Where is that? Do you really want to do that? Or is it you want to do that? That's something, again, I look back in my life, Bruce, and I say, I wasn't taught initially to listen to that voice. I had to first find out that there is a voice like that would try to uplift us, bring us out of those states, and then learn that language and then say, you know, I'm going to test that message, see if it proves right, and then find out it did. And then, again, I'll be testing it again and again. And at a certain point, I say, I'm going to stop arguing with that voice. Every time it directs me, it's right. It's amazing. It's uplifting. It's loving. All of these wonderful things. And I think part of that, again, filling in the record grooves, repatterning, reprogramming, is about listening to that. But how do you describe what that voice is? Some people say, is it your higher self? Is it God? Is it the Holy Spirit, Divine Spirit? I think it doesn't matter what we call it. Just listen to it. But again, how do we learn something that maybe wasn't learned in the beginning anew, or maybe it's being actively fought against by those who don't want you to listen to those
absolutely
things?
That is what the situation is. Go back to a childhood and say, well, I had these voices, I heard that, you know, I had these feelings, and the parents gonna say, don't tell anybody you said that, and, you know, don't look like a stupid person, don't be crazy, you know, there's no such thing. And at some point a child shuts down because the voice is now discouraged as something that's not real. And as you said, let me emphasize this, is that the voice is more accurate in its interpretation of what's going on than the consciousness you're trying to avoid that voice with. and it becomes really important. I gave a presentation the other day. So I said, look, when you are confronted with an issue and you have to make a decision, I say, what we conventionally do is use our conscious creative mind and review the steps. if I do this, what is this? If I do this, and you're trying to assess before you make a move all these steps. It reminds me in algebra class that we took when we were young, that you get a big equation and the idea is reduce it to a smaller one. So at the top of the page is a big equation, then about five steps down the bottom of the page, you get the right size. I go, if you make one error in any of the five steps, the answer at the bottom of the page is wrong. So then I tell people, look, you're doing that kind of process when you're thinking consciously about a decision. Should I do this, this, or this? And then you're trying to put in all the data. I say, one misinterpretation of data and the whole damn conclusion is wrong. So I say, so how do I make decisions? And the answer is, I go through that step, get somewhat of a summary conclusion, and then comes the most important step in the world, and that is, do not make a decision based on that. You do the next step. And I say, what's that? Ask your heart. How do I feel about this? I go, why is it relevant? The conscious mind is doing the mathematics of each perception, each belief, blah, 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 blah. And the heart doesn't do that. The heart reads energy. That's its function. More energy, more life. Less energy, less life. Good vibes, high energy, let's do it. Bad vibes, taking that, the energy going down, which means threatening, don't do it. And I go, that's the decision maker. You look at the heart and you have to ask yourself, is this the choice? What, you know, how do I feel about this choice that you just concluded with the processing of the conscious mind? I go, the heart will tell you right then and there, do it or don't do it. It's going to feel that thing. And remember, again, we go back to when we were young. Don't go by your feelings. Listen to what the person has to say. And I go, no, always go by your feelings. And when you do, you start to recognize then the decisions you make in your life are much more in harmony with where you are and where you're going if you do it based on the feelings part, not on the mathematics of perceptions. This one, this one, this one, this one. They're fraught with error. Just put one misperception in and the discussion is gone.
Well, what resonates, again, with your heart? It's a language that maybe we weren't, in fact, reinforced. Very rarely do you find a child that's been raised by parents that are that conscious to reinforce that. So many of us as adults have to find it and learn it like a new language.
We learn it. Yeah. We knew it as kids.
Relearn it. Yeah, that's a way to say it. And then you remember, I always think about membership, you know, what club would have me as a member? Well, the club of creation, God, Spirit. And that's an amazing thing to recognize that you're already a member. You're remembering just kind of, oh yeah, I'm part of that. And that's awesome. Now you keep talking about the old Bruce Lipton that I never met. I'm like, I don't know if I'd recognize that dude. You know, I'm thinking about the guy I met who's right here with me now, and I'm thinking, wow, what an amazing journey in this lifetime, seemingly multiple lifetimes, as if things have sped up that used to be one thing in a 70-year span or 50 or 40. Now, many things in one month, one day are occurring. We're going to come back and talk about that with Bruce Lipton. The great acceleration that's occurring. Why is it happening now, and how is it awesome? We'll find out after this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Longtime listeners to the Robert Scott Bell Show know how important it is to detoxify their bodies, much less prevent the toxins from getting in the first place. One of my favorite ways to do it is through drinking Echo Water, the molecular hydrogen we get. Go to robertswater.com. Paul Baratero from Synergy Science is back with us with an update.
Absolutely. We definitely have amazing filtration, removing all the chlorine, chloramines, pesticides, pharmaceuticals, VOCs, all the types of things you should be concerned about being in your drinking water. We can even get rid of fluoride. We have a separate filter that removes fluoride so that you don't have to worry about that in your water. So remove those before they get in your body so you don't have to worry about getting rid of them once they're in your body.
And in addition, the advancements with the Echo 9 Ultra H2 available to you, as well as the economical unit pH neutral NHM 130 available. And now whole house water filtration available through Synergy Science. Check it out, synergyscience.com, 800-337-7017. Special deals for Robert Scott Bell Show listeners.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Louisiana Republican Senator Bill Cassidy is expecting a number of his fellow Republicans to vote yes on a $1.2 trillion infrastructure bill.
We've had about 17 or 18 who've indicated that they're going to vote yes. So it could go quicker, but it's going.
Speaking on CNN's State of the Union, the Louisiana Republican saying President Biden asked him to work on adding legislation on energy and that they have added funds for coastal restoration, among other environmental issues. Senators continuing to work on that package, but the final vote will likely happen on Tuesday. National Institutes of Health Director Francis Collins is urging the United States to adopt more vaccine mandates. Collins telling ABC's This Week he celebrates businesses requiring the shots. And you're listening to USA Radio News. A historic fire has people in Northern California on edge.
People living in the scenic forest lands of Northern California found themselves facing a weekend of fear as the largest single wildfire in state history threatened to reduce thousands of homes to ashes. Robert Foxworthy of CAL FIRE says people need to be ready to evacuate.
With what we've seen the last few years in California, it's obvious that fires can break out anywhere and can destroy structures anywhere within the state of California. So I would say that the public always needs to be ready, and if they're asked to evacuate, please do so.
From the USA Radio News, West Texas Bureau, I'm Brad Bernards.
Bobby Bowden, the Folksy Hall of Fame coach who won more than 350 games and built Florida State into one of college football's great dynasties with two national championships, has died. He was 91. Terry Bowden confirming his dad died of pancreatic cancer. USA Radio News.
Oh, whale! Guys, whale! Wow, whale!
Oh, that's a big whale. Okay. Whale. 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 Oh, no. Whale!
The tides can turn quick on the water. Progressive's boat insurance has you covered. Get a quote today in as little as 3 minutes at progressive.com.
Well, at least it wasn't a shark, am I right?
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
Angie's List is now Angie. Summer is the perfect time to book your next home project. From lawn care to a new patio, Angie makes it simple to connect with pros who can get the job done right. See reviews, upfront pricing, and instantly book hundreds of projects. Plus, when you book and pay through Angie, we'll cover your project up to the full purchase price, plus limited damage protection with our happiness guarantee. Check out Angie.com, and for more on the happiness guarantee, go to Angie.com/happiness-guarantee.htm.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
Rocking the health world to the power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
All right, Bruce. Yeah, I've heard about it, something called the quickening. I look at my life and I say, man, I'm only in my 50s. You see a little gray in my beard, scruffiness. But, dude, it feels like I've lived a lot of lifetimes in this one lifetime. And I look back at history and I think about people that lived, if they lived that long, 50s was not always the case. But they might have accomplished one major thing. And you know, even to travel from city to city could take days or months. And suddenly acceleration in our lifetime is to such a degree that we're experiencing an overwhelming amount of information, much less just experiencing things like in at least recorded history. I don't know if it's precedented. What's happening?
Well, the scary thing is something is happening. And that is this. Five times in the history of this planet, life was thriving and some cataclysmic event wiped out up to 90% of life. The last time, 66 million years ago, the Earth was thriving. It was lush and tropical, and they were filled with dinosaurs, and a comet hit near the Yucatan Peninsula, upended the web of life, wiped out 75% of life, including all of the dinosaurs. So that was called a mass extinction. Today, science has recognized we're losing species of organisms faster than in previous mass extinction. So we are in a mass extinction. But the unique part about this one is previous ones were all natural events. There weren't any humans here in the first place. But this time, the extinction we're facing at this moment, which is real, is based on human behavior. Humans are undermining the web of life and ending the web of life. So that's a mass extinction. And the relevance about it is, well, then what's causing it? I go, human behavior. I go, then where's the resolution? I said, don't look outside in the world. It's human behavior that has to change because we have been misprogrammed. We have been programmed collectively to be victims. Why? Because people knew they could program you to be a victim. And I said, so why was that relevant? You have no power. I go, what does that mean? I go, well, there are very powerful people in this world. I go, where do they get that extra power? And I go, that's the point. They don't have extra power. But we lost our power, so they look like, wow, the powerful people. I say, we have been programmed to be disempowered. That's, as I said, 400 years of the leadership of the world, knowing that people are programmable. And I remember the great movie Sicko, Michael Moore, and there was an interview with a member of parliament, Tony Benn, and he clearly just said the straight-out statement. He said, governments do not want a healthy, intelligent population because they're difficult to control. Yeah. And I'm going, oh, my God, when I grew up, and I'm 70-something years old here, when I was a kid, America was number one in good things. We were the most advanced. We had the best education. We had the best health care. We had the best infrastructure. We were number one. But then we were also very healthy and very intelligent. And I say, and how are we doing today? I say, well, we're pretty near the bottom of health and intelligence in the world. I say, wow, wow, what a coincidence. I say, it's not a coincidence. That was the mission of a government to take away health and intelligence so that we're easily controllable. And it's like, wake up!
I think there was a grand experiment conducted in, you know, that concept of 1776, the Declaration of Independence, not to discard the fact that we have dependence upon one another in all of life, but something about the spirit of freedom. And I think that's about co-creation, as opposed to having kings and queens of past dictate to us our station in life, right? And so the experiment was like, can we form a government that would limit that kind of behavior that would dominate people through fear or otherwise and provide for the maximization of wonderful things? And for a time, it's evident that it was amazing, yet our founders also were pressured. They warned, they said, look, if you fall asleep on this, it's going to go right back to where governments always take it, because people are people in that sense. And so to kind of, I guess, delineate our discussion, it's not a political discussion per se, but it's one that acknowledges our creation, our urge to co-create and be, what, cooperative by choice, not by force, not by gunpoint, because we love life and we love to see people succeed and find their passion and their mission, as opposed to denigrate them. And through their fear, we gain artificial power, right? That idea of these powerful beings. It's because we're so afraid. They sort of feed on that fear, like what was that cartoon movie, Monsters Incorporated, yeah. Right? And then they found out the laughter was actually more, in the sequel, I think it was, more beneficial. But this is kind of an evolution of consciousness again, or de-evolution. It's like, it's not like we've not done this before. It's like, rinse, repeat, repeat, repeat. But can we learn it this time at a time of great peril for a lot of lives and life forms on this planet?
We have to. It's not can we. The reality is this is an extinction. Oh, is this a million years from now? I go, no, this is decades from now. NASA even acknowledged that we are facing, and quote, an irreversible collapse of industrial civilization in the next few decades, and that was a decade ago. So it's like, no, no, this is not way down the line, man. It's us people at this moment that have to make a decision. And the decision is, do you want to be a slave or do you want to be a creator? Mm-hmm. And I say, well, then you've been programmed. Everybody's been programmed. You had to get off the ground. Then the problem comes this. Well, what the hell is my program? I go, well, why is that a question? The answer is, you were programmed before you were born. In the last trimester of pregnancy, you were being programmed, and for the first 7 years. So Do you know the program you got from 0 to 1? No, you weren't conscious. How about from 1 to 2? Nah, I wasn't there. 2 to 3? Nah, but maybe 3 I can remember. Okay? I say, so why is it relevant? I said, most of your program went into your mind before you were even aware you were being programmed. And I say, so what are your programs? You say, well, let me think about it. I go, don't think about it because you can't take the conscious mind and go look into the hard drive. So I say, how do I know what my program is? And this is what we really need, Scott Bell, Robert.
All good.
What we need right now is a very simple understanding, and that is simply to recognize our life is coming from programs 95% of the day. Your life is a printout of your program. I say, so what? I say, look at your life, and here's where it comes down to simple. The things you like that come into your life, they come in because you have programs to acknowledge them. But the things you want, desire, strive for, but you have to work hard, sweat over, put effort into it. I'm working on it. I'm making it happen. I go, why are you working so hard? And this is a beautiful part. And the answer is, not because the universe won't give it to you. It's because you have a program built into the system that is compromising your wish and desire. So rather than looking out and saying, my wishes and desires are being stopped by outside sources, no, your wishes and desires are being stopped by inside program. And then, you know, you're left with the fact, can I change the program? And I say, well, Robert, if you couldn't change the program, this is a pretty crappy interview at this point. Hey, sorry, live with it, baby. That's the way we're going. I go, no, we can change the program. How do I know? How did a guy who couldn't get a relationship off the ground write a book called The Honeymoon Effect? You know, it's basically, whoa, different life. And I go, yes. And that's what brought me into your community. I wouldn't have been in there if I stayed in my standard scientific. I was a contributing actual scientist for years. Even at Stanford, you know, I was doing research at Stanford. So the idea is, I had to leave that system. Mm-hmm. Because if I go back and look at my former colleagues, I think most of them are probably dead by now. Because that lifespan is real short in that world of pressure, crisis, stress. And I stepped outside. And I'm having this most wonderful experience. And I go, I highly recommend it to everyone. Take your power back. Because when you do, you become the creator of the wishes and desires mm-hmm. that we all want.
Yeah, and then you won't say, but other people, I can't do that, but other people. You know, the only way you can transform, if your desire is, I'd love to see other people do this too, be a living example for the honeymoon effect. Like Bruce has done for so many, inspired others to do the same or greater. And some of the greatest teachers in the history of recorded history have tried to do that for, you know, varying degrees of success, but it's always been an individual choice that we're faced with. Do I do it? Not does he do it or she do it or do they do it. Do I do it? And when I do it, suddenly you might impart that, and in fact you will, on others that have reported back to you as they've to me and others to say, my gosh, when you said that one thing, you don't realize what it did in that moment for me. It resonated and I've changed my life. And those stories are real. Remember them. They happen all the time. And then you're worried about, well, what about the people that, no, don't worry about those people.
No, you can't change other people. And this, I have to bring this up because this is perhaps one of the most frustrating things that the public has to face. They have very dear close friends, their own children, their own relatives, their own connections, and they want to help them. And they can see you're going off the trail here. Let me help you. And they put all this energy in and it doesn't change. And I go, because you cannot change somebody. Only they can change themselves. So you can't see somebody not doing well and say, I'm going to help you get better. Only if they say, can you help me? When they say, can you help me? When they're asking for help, but you can't offer help if they're not asking for help. And that's where the greatest frustration comes from. When people so close to you, you see them and they're suffering and there's no need for it. And you're trying to help them and you find out it doesn't work. And the answer is because you can only change yourself. You can't change other people. But as you said, and it was really true, because when I first understood the mechanism of how I, oh my God, this is how you create life, I got so excited. I wanted to bring people in a room, and I bring them in the room, and I go, I got to tell you the new science of how you can create the most wonderful life. And then they look at me and cock their heads and go, you know, Lipton, for a guy who says you know this stuff, your life doesn't look that great. And all of a sudden I realized, oh my God, and I didn't say it, but it's like, oh, well, do as I say, not as I do. I didn't say it, but that was in there. And I realized, I cannot talk about this if I don't apply it. And there's a difference between having knowledge and applying knowledge. That's two different things. We can all get super educated. Conscious mind can learn and learn and learn in every different way possible. But irregardless of how much the conscious mind learns, it doesn't change programs. So you could be the smartest in your conscious mind and have the dumbest programs, and your life is not going to reflect smart. It's going to reflect dumb because you are the program.
Well, the transformation I've experienced in my life, Bruce, is because I saw people that were as bad or worse off than me, in my perception, that had overcome the impossible. Oh, no, you shouldn't even be alive, right? And I said, well, here I am worrying about a bellyache, and I feel like this guy was on death's door, and he did it. Well, maybe I can too. And so sometimes, and maybe all the time, we need the living examples. That's what I'm saying, that the inspiration that we bring to others by being who we are and living, again, our belief system, of course, if that belief system is uplifting and you see it, it's like if you weren't resonating what you said, you were talking about like that first day and get in the room, look what I learned. And they're like, look at your life. I'm not impressed with that. And so that's the key, or that's the secret for those of you who have. And I know a lot of people that listen to this show genuinely have the desire to help people. They feel it. They all want it. And of course, you brought up another big thing, and we're going to wrap it up. One more segment here with Bruce Lipton, talking about the divisions that have been come to the surface in the era of COVID crazy and fear mongering like never before. And how do we manifest again in the midst of the biggest challenges? Exactly what we're talking about here with Bruce Lipton after this.
Live around the world,
the Robert Scott Bell Show.
CancerTutor.com is at the forefront of research, education, and guidance for people battling cancer. We've partnered with renowned doctors and clinics throughout the world to educate and empower people with the truth about all cancer treatment options, from traditional to natural and integrative protocols. Cancer is not a death sentence, but is instead an invitation to life change. And CancerTutor.com is committed to walking with you, helping you find your path as you begin your unique journey of healing. Your cancer journey is personal, so CancerTutor.com is personalized for you, providing access to the latest curated information on groundbreaking research and treatments, including ebooks, recipes, doctor interviews, and more. Natural medicine is no longer the alternative. It is the first and best option for restoring your health, and Cancer Tutor is leading this movement. Reclaim your right to treat your cancer on your terms at CancerTutor.com.
For thousands of years, silver has played an essential role in safeguarding human health. Robert Scott Bell Show listeners know that Sovereign Silver Bioactive Silver Hydrosol is the purest and most effective form of silver available. Only Sovereign Silver contains the smallest and most active particles in every bottle, each batch rigorously safety tested to guarantee the highest quality. At only 10 parts per million, Sovereign Silver outperforms other colloidal silvers 50 times more concentrated. Sovereign Silver acts faster than echinacea, oil of oregano, and other immune products. Tastes like water and has more uses than anything else for the immune system. And Sovereign Silver now comes in a topical first aid gel. Use Sovereign Silver gel on cuts, scrapes, minor burns, bug bites, itching, eczema, diaper rash, and more. Sovereign Silver is the number one selling silver brand in the U.S. For a free information packet to order or for a store near you, call 888-328-8840. That's 888-328-8840 or visit SovereignSilver.com.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months, and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil.
We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
For those of you who can't get enough of Bruce Lipton, and let's face it, who can? Go to BruceLipton.com. And Bruce, do you have any upcoming events we should know about, or they just can find it at your website?
Oh, they can find it at the website. And there's not that many because people are so afraid in the COVID world that the idea of going together, except I find some groups like where I, you know, where we met Advanced Medicine and several other groups where people say, listen, I'm not afraid and I'm coming together and we're going to, and it's interesting because we've had gatherings and there has been no outbreak of people in these gatherings where no masks are used and everybody is in close proximity. And it's really important, you mentioned before, and that is touching and hugging. People don't even realize that the biggest issue in childhood development is not getting enough touching and hugging. I go, why is it relevant? Because touching with love is security. Remember, you have that biological imperative. So a child who is loved and held and secure and, you know, in the parents' arms, the biological imperative doesn't give them that fear as much because now they feel much more secure. I am safe. And it really turns out the primary cause of violence on this planet is the lack of security in a child who grows more in the level of fear and loss and being programmed to be, who do you think you are? You're powerless in the world. And that takes away the strength that is required to be not in fear.
Yeah, I'm so concerned. I think that's maybe an understatement about the young people that are growing up in the last year and a half. They're in those phases of programming to witness that they are very life. Their act of breathing is a criminal act that could kill their grandma, right? This is the kind of I've been hearing. It's like, I can't, this is like, this is science fiction. This is a dystopian novel come to life that's happening.
A child is downloading all this as reality, as a program, the way to live. And I say, what are we programming? Fear. In fact, I have an article from the British newspaper called The Telegraph. And it was a report from an organization called Behavioral Committee on Pandemics. Behavior and pandemics. And I say, what did they extract? And I was like, I read this and I almost like, I cannot believe this. A government organization giving advice to the government and said, people are not afraid enough, that the death rate isn't as great as we said it was, and that they're feeling that there's not as bad. And then the conclusion of their little article, word for word, was we have to make them more afraid.
Yeah.
Because if they're afraid, then they're going to take the resolution, which is get the vaccine. So the government was given advice, to make the people more afraid and then offer them the resolution. And I go, oh, my God, fear is what caused them to get sick in the first place. So this is an advisory group that my government or their government in Britain is commissioned to make them more afraid. I go, this is antagonistic to every level of health that I can think about. And it's destructive of a society more than anything because fear shuts down people and just says, I give up my power to you, the one with the big stick. Protect me because I'm only just a, you know, an innocent victim in a world. And it's like, oh, my God.
We have to be more love than ever before.
Ever before, because love is fear and love are the polar opposites. Not fear and hate, fear and love. And I go, we're being programmed with fear. And as you just said, the resolution is not the fear. The resolution is the love.
Yeah. Well, there's so much more that I want to talk to you about, and we don't do it enough. Hopefully it's not going to be 10 years for your next visit.
No, let's do a mid one, at least 5 years or less.
Okay. No, that'd be great. No, listen, to be the love, be more love than you've ever been before. And that's something that's actually, in our reality, we just don't consciously recognize it until we do. And then we want more, and we practice more, and we get better at it. And that's why, you know, having you on once in a while is also helpful as a reminder, much less an uplifter, and just makes me so happy when we're together like this.
I get happy on another level because you and I are friends, and we have a great time talking because we see each other eye to eye and understand it. But for me, this opportunity to be on your show is more important because of the audience, because the audience of that is listening to your program are by definition cultural creatives. They're seeking answers that are not in the box. And it's important because the box is where the problem is. You want an answer, get out of that box and be on the R.S. Bell Media program.
Yes.
Why? Because the answers coming forth are not locked into that death.
No, not at all. It's about life. It's a consciousness. It's upliftment. It's co-creation. And it's wonderful. The honeymoon effect continues here. Bruce Lipton, my brother, love you so much. Thank you for being with us. It's been an amazing couple of hours on radio with you.
Robert, thank you. And again, very much a special thanks to our listeners because evolution is coming from them. Mm-hmm. And I think if we just stand up and say, hey, we did it your way for a while, but guess where we are now?
Yeah. Where that power to heal is, it emanates from you, and it's yours. Thank you for being here.
Thank you.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Do you really want to rely on medical doctors for better health? Or would you rather know the secret to unlocking your immune system to help your body fight off disease naturally? Hey, this is RSB, and after a quarter century of healing research, I'd like to share with you my secret to optimal health. It's my immune system. It's what keeps me healthy while naturally preventing sickness. So how do I keep myself and my family from getting sick? It includes the premium supplements I get from Better Way Health, especially Transfer Points Beta-1 3D Glucan. Go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive RSB show discount today. Better Way Health only carries the highest quality supplements on the market. They're the nation's number one retailer of Transfer Point Beta-Glucan, which is an immune system supplement that outperforms top competitors 16-1. I've teamed up with Better Way Health to save big on all these natural supplements. All you need to do is go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive RSB show discount today. Again, that's betterwayhealth.com/radio.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.